this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Today, we're tackling a topic that a lot of you have been curious about and honestly is way more interesting than you think. We're talking about nitric oxide and why it's basically the biological on switch button for erection. Don't worry, this is science, not awkwardness, so stick around. So I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. Before we talk about chemistry, let's understand the mechanics. An erection is essentially a hydraulic system. Think of it like a hydraulic press. You got two spongy cylinders running up and down the penis called the corpus cavernosa, which are these muscles right here running down both sides of the penis. When you're not aroused, blood flows in and out normally and everything stays relaxed. But when arousal happens, something changes. The arteries feeding into the penis suddenly open up. They get much wider. Blood rushes in faster. At the same time, the veins that normally drain the blood out of the penis into the body, when blood fills in, the veins then get compressed. Then therefore, the blood is trapped inside the corpus cavernosa. The pressure builds up inside the corpus cavernosa. The tissue becomes firm and enlarged, and boom, you got an erection. But here's the key question. What tells these arteries to open up in the first place? So the answer is a tiny molecule called nitric oxide, or NO. When you're sexually aroused, whether it's from physical touch, visual stimulus, or just thought, the nerves in the penis and the cells lining the blood vessel start to pump out nitric oxide. So nitric oxide is a gas. It's incredibly very small. It's basically just spread out and diffuses into the nearby muscle cells that surround the blood vessels and the corpus cavernosa. So once nitric oxide gets inside those smooth muscle cells or the corpus cavernosa, it triggers a chain reaction. Nitric oxide activates an enzyme called guanylate cyclase. Guanylate cyclase produces more of a molecule called cGMP or cyclic GMP, which the cyclic GMP lowers the amount of calcium inside the smooth muscle cell. So then lower calcium, smooth muscle relaxation. The cyclic GMP is what caused the lower calcium. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. So here's the thing. When smooth muscle relaxes, arteries open up. When arteries open up, blood rushes in, and the rest is physics. So nitric oxide is basically the on switch button. Without it, the system never gets triggered. The artery stays narrow, the blood doesn't rush in, and you don't get an erection. It's not a physiological failure. That's just the biological default then, okay? So now, here's where it gets really real. Nitric oxide production isn't automatic and unchangeable. It can be damaged or reduced by a bunch of things. Smoking damages the cells that produce nitric oxide. Diabetes interferes with nitric oxide signaling. High blood pressure reduces nitric oxide availability. High cholesterol clogs the arteries and impairs nitric oxide function. Vascular disease or heart disease reduces the health of the blood vessel lining. Aging reduces the production of nitric oxide, which is the enzyme, and chronic stress and a poor diet also decrease nitric oxide level. So a lot of common things that we do on an everyday basis. Now, what happened is that when nitric oxide production stopped, the on switch button become faulty or weak. And that's when ED becomes more common. Studies show that men with ED often have lower level of nitric oxide or broken nitric oxide signaling pathway. But the thing is, it's not about willpower or mental toughness. It's really chemistry. Nitric oxide isn't working right, so the plumbing doesn't work right either. So the important thing is where, this is where pharmaceuticals like Viagra and Cialis and Levitra come in. These drugs are called PDE5 inhibitors. But here's the key. They don't create nitric oxide. They don't generate the on switch. Instead, they preserve the nitric oxide so it will stay there longer. Now, remember how I said cyclic GMP is a molecule that tells the smooth muscle relax? Well, there's an enzyme called PDE5, and that naturally breaks down the cyclic GMP over time. So the PDE5 inhibitor, like Viagra Cialis, block that enzyme so that way nitric oxide lasts longer and cyclic GMP stays longer. So the smooth muscles stay relaxed longer. That's how blood stays trapped longer. But this is important. Pay attention to this. If there is very little nitric oxide in your body in the first place, these drugs won't help. You cannot amplify a weak signal indefinitely. So that's where these medications work better in men who still have reasonable nitric oxide production. But remember all those conditions that I mentioned earlier that decrease nitric oxide? Essentially, if you're 45 years old, you already lost half of the ability to make nitric oxide just from aging. So the older you're taking PDE5 inhibitors like Viagra, it may not work for you because you do not have nitric oxide production. So this is also why lifestyle changes like exercise, quitting smoking, managing stress, and eating better can actually improve ED because all those things boost nitric oxide production. So that's what I've been saying all these years. Focus on the root cause of your ED instead of just band-aiding it with the medication. So before we wrap up, it's worth knowing that nitric oxide isn't just about erection. It's everywhere in the body. It regulates blood pressure. It reduces inflammation. It improves blood flow to your brain. And it supports immune function. Athletes actually train in ways that boost nitric oxide to improve performance. So when we talk about improving nitric oxide production through exercise, diet, and avoiding smoking, we're not just fixing one problem, we're supporting your heart health, your mental clarity, and even longevity. So ED is just one visible marker of overall vascular and metabolic health.
Okay, Modern Man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection.
Here's what you need to remember. Erections are hydraulic. Blood needs to rush in and gets trapped. Nitric oxide is a trigger. It tells the smooth muscle to relax, which open up blood vessel and allows blood to flow in. Number three, nitric oxide can fail, meaning smoking, chronic stress, aging, and poor lifestyle can really suppress nitric oxide production. Number four, medication amplifies the signal. They don't create it. Viagra works better when nitric oxide is still functioning reasonably well. Number five, healthy lifestyle equals more nitric oxide equals better erection. Exercise, Mediterranean diet, stress management, quit smoking, all boost nitric oxide. And honestly, understanding this science removes a lot of shame and confusion. ED isn't a personal failure, guys. It's a sign that something is going on in your body, in your vascular system, your metabolic system needs attention and tweaking, and is actually fixable. So if you found this helpful, please like and subscribe to the channel. About 80% of the people who watch your channel are non-subscribers, so do me a favor and push that subscribe button. And just know that ED is reversible as long as you treat the root cause of the problem, okay? Because it's not just about erection. It's really about your health and living longer. Just know that you do not have to suffer in silence. They're all alternative to ED, modern man. And that I want you to know that we're here to help you. Check out the link below here on how I can help you get out of ED and all the resources that we have. Particularly check out our store at ednomore.com, where we have all the supplements such as nitric oxide and the penis pump for you to start rehabbing and for you to start rehabbing your ED again. Just know you're not alone and you're not broken. See you in the next episode, Modern Man.
Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.